Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kane and King.
Let's get straight to him because it's an exciting second season in front of him with lots of changes in the off-season. Ready to go for Sunday against Essendon. Sam Mitchell is his name. Mitch, thanks for joining us again.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on again.
Just squads at the moment, which will be finalised today, but what caused you the most debate at the selection table?
It's always going to be the sub, I think. I said to the players, there's 22 and a half happy people in the room and the rest feel otherwise. So I think naming them a bit early is probably not a bad idea. I didn't mind that from you boys before, but always the last picked and just getting that team selection right. I think, although round one is one of the easier selections because you've been thinking about it for such a long time.
Yeah. So two rucks?
Yes. Yeah, we'll go with the two rucks to start the season, and not sure how that'll play out. We'll see what some other games are doing, and I was interested to see what happened with the subs last night. I thought they might have been called a little bit earlier, but they left them late and limited impact, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with those over the rest of the weekend.
Mitch, do you think the sub will be just for extra run? Do you think that'll just be the staple for most clubs, particularly early in the year?
Well, the way it worked last time we had it was around, usually it was a speedy half forward that came on and all the tired, fatigued legs of the halfback flankers were thinking, oh great, I'm going to have to play on this young fellow that's just come on. So that's how it worked last time for the most part. I think everyone will be looking for a bit of a competitive advantage and see what they can find, but at this stage it's a bit unknown.
Just looking at the lineup, and you've named 26 players. When do I start to get worried about Denver Granger Barras?
not yet, King. He's working on a few things, and how to get the best out of him is still a work in progress, even for us as coaches. He's come into the league as a fantastic intercept defender who can read the flight and take intercept marks. And what he probably didn't have as much of was that ability to win his just one on ones against bigger, stronger opponents. And when he plays in the VFL, he can read the ball and take marks and he looks too good for the level, but then when he comes up into the AFL and he plays against players who are a little bit more capable, then his skill set needs a bit of work. So he's just in between at the minute, but he's a 20-year-old key position defender, and there's not too many star 20-year-old defenders in the competition at the moment.
I'll have him at Port, Mitch. If they need a key defender, I'm happy. I bought a lot of stock early and I'm happy to hold it. And if you want him to come to Port Adelaide, I'll take him.
Yeah, that's unfortunately not going to be available. I think it's a good hold stock for you there.
You should have said for two first rounders, Mitch. But I'm looking at Dylan Moore and having watched your pre-season games over the last couple of months, it looks like you're asking a bit more of Dylan now to play a bit more of a higher role and a midfield, have some midfield opportunity. And what could he get to in 23?
Yeah, great question. He's gone under the radar a little bit. I guess he was came in as a late pick and got delisted and got re-picked up, and now he's the vice captain of the club. So he's one of those great stories which perhaps haven't been picked up quite as well. But I think what I really enjoy about Dylan is his footy smarts are really strong, and quite often we'll just talk to him on the bench about what's happening in the game and what we need and give him the freedom to play whatever role he sees that will improve our chances. And when you've got a player that's got the physical attributes to be able to run the way he can, but then also have a real strength of character and a toughness about him as well, it does help to have an extra player on the field like that. And I think where he's been able to take his game to the next level is to be a bit more consistent. And being a half forward, I think it's the most difficult position on the ground to be consistent in, and he's been able to do that the last 2 years, and we'll be excited to see what he can do again with a little bit of an expanded role, but really he had a lot of that last year as well.
I'm really excited you're bringing back the tag as well. Now, I know it won't be every week, but when you look at taking away something from the opposition, I mean, is it easier to do it with the outside player? So would you be looking for Essendon's running halfbacks or their outside types more so than someone who plays inside? How do you assess that?
I did wonder when you were going to bring up the tag, Kate. I knew it was the one that you would be quite excited about. Yeah. And I mean, the good thing about Finn is he hasn't done that every week across the preseason. He's done bits and pieces. He plays lots of other roles for us as well. But when we look at a team like Essendon, you know, they've got some significant, you know, they've got a new captain who's clearly a fantastic ball-winning, you know, playmaker. They've got Ridley, who's one of the best intercept players in the competition. And I think Martin on the wing has gone completely under the radar. We watch all their highlights and watch their games from our Oppo scouting, and he's involved in nearly everything positive that they're doing. So you look at those three players in particular, and then that's without, you know, Parrish and Shield and these guys who are ball winners. So you like to be able to have in your kit bag the ability to take out an opposition player, and you know, whether we start with that or go to it during the game is to be seen yet.
I just get the feeling, hearing you speak then, that Zach Merritt's in for a tough day with a tag.
Yeah, I gave you a few names. You want to pick that one?
I don't think you're tagging Jordan Ridley. So I'm thinking that maybe McGuinness might go after the head of the snake.
Well, they're all very good players, and you don't have too long to wait now, King. Just over 48 hours, you'll know.
We'll find out. Hey, will Fergus Green surprise a few? I've seen hardly any of him other than what I saw in the preseason. But I was like, where's this guy been? Like, what are your expectations of it? Like, cause he's 24 and he's come through a different way, and we all get that. But it's a need for you with the injuries that you've got. Will he surprise a few?
Yeah, he's a really interesting case study. I think he, you know, went to the Bulldogs, and you know, they play quite a different brand under Bevo, and that type of position has been taken by some really tall players there. And he got a few opportunities, played his five games, had plenty of shots on goal, but missed the opportunity to actually nail them in those games that he played. He's come to Box Hill and been a really consistent performer, and I don't think he'll mind me saying, but as a player, he makes me pull my hair out as a coach, because he does some things that are just fantastic and no one else can do that. And then he does some other things where I'm saying, Fergus, what is in your mind when you're doing that? And I've loved coaching him the last couple of years. And the passion that he brings to our group, and how appreciative and the amount of gratitude he shows for the opportunity that he has worked so hard for. And he just points the finger at everyone else saying, thank you so much. But he's the one who's done all the work. And you know, I just hope that he plays the way that he has in the past couple of years that I've seen, because that's certainly going to be not just a standard AFL player, but a good one.
What are you expecting from the opposition coaches' box? How do you think Brad will organise his team, and what are some of the key points that you're looking to negate or deny from a tactical point of view against Brad?
It's really challenging, to be honest. I think round one is a difficult game to scout when your opposition's a new coach. And I mean, for them, it's probably not too different with me being only in my second year. But you know, they've got a new coach. They've played two games that we've had a look at, both in heavy wind. So you're wondering, oh, I wonder if they do that because of the wind, or if that's just the way that they like to play. So I think it's been a challenging pre-season to scout them. And we're going to have to be thinking on our feet. But I mean, most young sides, 90% of what they're trying to do is master their own craft. There'll be some aspect of the game that we're trying to, some positive that we're trying to take away from Essendon, but you know, we got to think about what we're trying to do in the long term and make sure that remains the focus regardless of the challenge right in front of us.
It's a big occasion, great rivalry clubs, huge crowd at the MCG on Sunday. We appreciate the preview, mate, and we'll speak to you throughout the year. Good luck.
All right, thanks, boys.